Wow, that was fun. Thank you so much, Commissioner Fish. That was really great. Thank you all. Okay, we are ready to move to the regular agenda. Let me just read our normal and customary ground rules and welcome everyone here this morning. If you're coming here to speak on a council calendar item, just give us your name before you speak. You don't need to give us your address. If you're a lobbyist, please declare what organization that you're lobbying for. Everyone's typically given 3 minutes to speak on a calendar item unless it's stated otherwise, so please adhere to that time limit. You please testify to the matter at hand. If we are on a particular item on the calendar, please stick to that item. So that everybody feels welcome, please limit your demonstrations to thumbs up or thumbs down or some other gesture, but no verbal demonstrations, please, so people can be heard regardless of where they are on an item on the calendar. Disruptive behavior is not tolerated, and if you are disruptive, you'll be asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to our clerk, Carla. Thank you all for joining us today, and we will begin with communications items number 450.
Request of Benjamin Barber to address council regarding Portland State University treatment of students and faculty.
Barber?
I didn't know I was coming first.
Yes, you are. Come on up. Good morning.
Can you see my address? Is that right?
No, you don't need your address. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hello, Dust. I'm glad to see you all here and back after re-election, and I'm particularly happy to see Mr. Saltzman and Mr. Novick as they are my favorite commissioners, nerds of a similar color. The reason why I'm here is because of the transfer of roles of Portland State University, and I've seen similar effects happen throughout the country where the universities are unable to meet their budgetary needs. And as a result, some sort of pseudo-privatization occurs, and PSU is being taken over by a private board. And I've already had some experience with this in the past. A good example was in Ohio when they had a similar sort of experiment. And a lot of times when fraud or misbehavior occurs in organizations, it's due to a lack of internal or external controls or transparency in those systems. And so, for example, in Ohio at Bowling Green State University, a woman named Carol Cartwright got some funds from the state to help workforce redevelopment. And those funds instead got relocated to building dorms and housing and food, more expensive than the market prices were able to bear, making them mandatory, and then assigning them to a 501c3 that pays her in perpetuity in excess of what she was being paid for at the university. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to occur or that the systems are such, but PSU is awfully opaque when it comes to a lot of its behaviors and has been previously cited by the DOJ for its lack of respect for students. And, of course, you guys saw the potential strike that was occurring. We have major reservations about this. And I noticed you guys had the DOJ and PSU intergovernmental agreement that is coming up on the agenda. I feel as if providing a survey is more about measuring the public's bias than actually analyzing the systemic portion of those organizations. And that could be said for the PSU and for the police department. And I would encourage you guys to look at the system science department as maybe a resource to be able to analyze these systems and provide checks and balances for both organizations. And to give you an idea, I mean, the university is in the hotel business, they're in the food business, and really extending themselves beyond the mission. And also, I have personally suffered at the hands of PSU, but that's not your concern, and I don't want to convolute these issues. But for instance, my robotics professor thinks I'm fantastic. I teach a lot of classes at PPS, but yet PSU doesn't think I'm qualified to do engineering coursework. And I'm building robotic cars and vision aids for the visually impaired and all this, more because they don't want to admit their mishandling of issues. Thanks.